So let's take a few minutes. Let's unpack what the steps are to the crystal ball based decisions where you just don't have enough information and you can't predict it and you wouldn't know where it is and no one can give you the right advice. You just have to make a call. Here's how you do that. The first step, which I mentioned, is you want to connect with your why. Now, this whole training, module 5, was put at the end because in many ways it relies on you understanding elements from previous modules. It builds on all of the learning from previous modules. So other modules give you the bricks. Here I'm going to show you how to lay the bricks out so that you can actually build something with when it comes to decision making. So when you connect with your why, just go back to module 1. If you haven't done that already, module 1, video 4, find your personal why. Make sure you've done some of that work. This is really important. Your sense of why governs what kinds of decisions you should make. It will limit what kinds of decisions you should make. And so the why can be a very powerful one. So you want to kind of bring it into your conscious awareness. Module 1, video 8, creating your team why. So this is, if you're having to make a decision for an organization, this is a critical component. So if you haven't created those, look at those two modules. If you have created them, begin to bring your awareness back, that what is your why? Just bring it into your awareness. So this is the preparation for the decision you're going to make. First one is just reconnect with your why. And when I mean connect, I mean, you know, kind of bring it into your heart a little bit, bring it into your mind a little bit, and use that as that North Star. Now, without that why, what you're doing is you're trying to navigate an unchartable sea without any stars and without a North Star. So that's what the why will provide you. Okay, that's step one. Step two is consider your beliefs. So this is where a whole lot of work we've already done around this, and I'm just going to remind you of a few modules, point out a few of the high points. I'm not going to reteach everything in this video because it's all built already for you, and you can go back and review some of that material or view it for the first time if you haven't already. So here they are. Module 1, video 11, the power of values. I talk about how they function, how they guide us, how they direct our decisions. It's an interesting stat, actually. Values do guide our decisions. The problem is that they've actually done many studies where you state what your values are, and then they do a time analysis of your actual calendar and how you spend your time. And it's only about 50% of the time do our decisions and choices around how we spend our time match our stated values. And so actually thinking just a little bit about what really is important to me. Am I interested in freedom of time? Am I interested in achievement and ambition? Am I interested in what are these different things that I'm most interested in so that I can make really good decisions? So that's understanding that your values help guide you. Next one, module 2, video 2, rendering reality. You may remember this one. We talked quite a bit about how we have these lenses that bend, block, bend, and blend light. So when we render reality, what we're dealing with here is this notion that actually everything that you think is possible out there, there might be other possibilities. In fact, there most certainly are. And so just considering what your beliefs are about what it is you're looking at will help guide and determine what kinds of decisions and options and choices are even on the table. Very often, what my experience is, when people come to me to help with discernment over decision making, they have vastly limited the number of possibilities available to them. And so that module, that video, will help you remember ways to kind of challenge, what are the ways that I've rendered reality so that I might have dismissed or diminished what's possible? Next one is module 2, video 7, the mind garden. So in this one, you might remember we talked about thought weeds and mind seeds. So this is where you're looking at those limiting beliefs and those more resourceful beliefs. We also talked about the notion that there's a difference between facts and the stories about those facts. So here you're just deconstructing. What are the stories you're telling yourself about the world around you which might limit or impede or prevent you from making decisions that are in your best interest and the best interest of others? And then another component in that training was this whole notion of the frame through which you look. And when you start doing this work differently and you start to challenge that, you move from seeing two faces to seeing one face and seeing both at the same time, and then you begin to have more options and pathways available to you. Module 3, video 3 through 6. This is the four-step process around changing beliefs. I won't go through all of it now. You can go watch all those videos. Here are the key questions you're asking about what you're feeling, what story you're telling yourself, how the story serves you, and what other story might feel better. When you start doing that work, that's what you get to. So here it is. The second step is to consider your beliefs. And all I'm doing here is, these are, again, preparatory pieces for the actual practice I'm driving you towards around the crystal ball decision making. So first one, remember why, what your why is, keep that in your awareness. Do a little bit of investigating of your beliefs, asking yourself the question, am I really seeing the most amount of reality possible, or have I really hemmed myself in? Are there other options or other ways forward? Step three is trust your heart. Now, I know that sounds pretty cliche, but I have to tell you that it is one of the most important dimensions I could ever introduce you to in terms of decision making. So this is a really, really important piece. In fact, it's so important that I'm going to devote the next video just to this one step. So the first two steps were basically about preparation, how you prepare for this final step. And I'm going to show you in the next video two techniques that are designed to help you listen for and trust and reconnect to that heart-based guidance.